So the church season that began on Easter with an empty tomb concludes on this day of Pentecost with the Holy Spirit on the loose. During this season that corresponds with the renewal of spring, we've considered our own spring awakening. And as my inspiration for our spring awakening, I've used the Apostle Paul's verse from Romans 13, verse 11. The hour has already come for you to wake up from your slumber, because our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. Across these 7 weeks since Easter, we've explored awakening to second chances, awakening to boldness, awakening to nature, awakening to a new commandment. Last week, awakening to appreciation. On this day, when we prepare to welcome 18 of our youth into full membership in the church, I propose that we consider awakening to budding faith. Now, I say budding faith intentionally. As trees and bushes continue their springtime stretch toward the sun, assuming it is out there somewhere, and as the buds on twig tips swell and begin to unravel and unfold, we might or we might not know just what that bud foretells. Will it be a leaf? A blossom? Will it be green or red or pink, yellow or white? It might be too early to tell. Now, the young people you're going to meet in a few minutes, even though you've known most of them for most of their lives, these young people bring to my mind the image of a budding branch because of their budding faith. These young people are in a marvelous and exciting and difficult growing phase of life. They're growing so much in so many ways, intellectually, physically, socially, emotionally, spiritually. But just because they are going through stages that many of us went through a long time ago, that does not make us superior to them or they inferior to us. When the Apostle Paul wrote a note of encouragement to his young co-worker Timothy, at one point he advised the young man, quote, "Do not let anyone look down on you because you are young, but be an example for the believers in your speech, your conduct, your love, faith, and purity." Paul was saying, don't feel inferior simply because you're not as old as someone else, or you don't understand, or you don't know as much as someone else does. Because there were some people a long time ago who were pretty awesome people, even though they didn't always understand what was going on. We call them the disciples of Jesus. Sometimes you should thumb through the Gospels and notice how many times the Bible remarks that the disciples didn't understand. They didn't understand what Jesus meant by his speeches and stories. They didn't understand what Jesus was doing when he tried to prepare them to continue their ministry after he was gone. The original disciples frequently didn't get it. They didn't completely understand. But they had faith. They trusted what they did not know with certainty. And at some point, they started to get it. Recall the story about the day of the Pentecost Harvest Festival that Susan read from Acts chapter 2. That familiar story of the moment when God gave the Holy Spirit to the group of believers. The disciples and other believers had an experience unlike anything they had ever known before. An unexplainable noise filled the air, sounding like a strong wind. A power seemed to sweep across the believers the way flames rush across a field of dry brush. Despite the many differences that existed among the believers, different nationalities, different ethnic backgrounds, variety of ages, social classes, despite all that, this shared experience caused them to realize that what they had in common made those distinctions basically irrelevant, because they were one in the Spirit. They were one in the Lord. Now, bystanders witnessing all that, they didn't understand. So the Apostle Peter had to explain it to them. He said, "Believe that Jesus is God's Son and your Master, and God's Holy Spirit will empower you as well." And the faith of the believers and some of the bystanders took root, began to sprout, to bud, to blossom, and grow. The message of Pentecost, then, the message for confirmands, and the message for, shall we say, more seasoned believers, and everyone in between, the message is this. In this time of spring awakening, we realize the faith that each of us has is a budding faith. Don't think that the faith that you embrace is better or worse than anyone else's. Don't think that the faith you hold is stronger or weaker than that of someone else. The faith you hold is good enough. It's good enough because through unconditional love, our God accepts us as we are. As we were, and as we will become. Amen.